This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We got all kinds of good news this hour. Good news on ESG and good news on Bud Light and some terrible news too. Don't worry, we're always going to mix some of that in there. I might even take some calls in a little bit. Don't call yet. Don't call yet.
I have things I want to go over first. And then we'll get to those calls. Did you hear the Rear Admiral today?
We're also trying to prevent it from getting worse than it has to. And that's why we're focused on more sustainable infrastructure for the future. It's why we're getting those EV chargers out there. It's why we're making sure there are more excellent and clean public transit options out there. We're buying zero emission buses for cities. That means cleaner air every day.
Man, these people really are going to burn us. Oh, we'll get to the Chris. You know what? Let's do the Chris Christie stuff now. Sir, there's an interesting dynamic shaping up in the 2024 GOP primary. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, by the way. I'm just kind of bored with the whole primary thing. Go fight, and then somebody win. Anyway, but the GOP primary, obviously you have the two guys who can win, Trump and DeSantis, on the top. And for the longest time, everyone who got in the race was just in the race to increase their brand and to try to become Trump's VP. That was the Nikki Haley's, that Vivek guy, all of them. I think Trump talked most of those people into the race. You notice how they never have an unkind word to say about Trump, but they'll blast DeSantis every day. That's the I want to be Trump's VP sweepstakes. So DeSantis was there, and he's got all these people chirping at him, right? And that was a good situation for Trump. An interesting situation because you really want to look like the good guy while not being the good guy. That's the essence of politics. You have to savage the other guy. Remember, all of you who complain when Trump attacks DeSantis or when DeSantis attacks Trump, you must attack and label the other guy before he can label himself. That is the essence of politics. That guy's the Antichrist. And people hear that and they get uncomfortable with conflict, but that's still, it's true. Nothing you say, nothing I say takes away the fact that that's true. So the ideal situation is this. You get yourself a hatchet man who will attack the other guy so you really don't have to. So you get that Vivek blah, 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 or whatever his name is. He's out there every day. DeSantis sucks. I hate DeSantis. Boo, DeSantis. And then it allows Trump, even though Trump can't ever make himself do this, to get up and say, I just want to talk about America first policies and moving forward. Then it's the best of both worlds. So forever, Trump had this little gravy train going where it was only people getting in the race trying to be his VP. Chris Christie and now Mike Pence are both in the race. And don't get me wrong, they both suck and neither of them have a chance. But it does create an interesting dynamic, a very interesting dynamic, because both of these guys, they're very aware they're not ever going to be Trump's VP. And they both seem, at this point in time, more than willing to focus on Trump. Chris said, are they trying to be the DeSantis VP? I guess that could be. Here's the thing. I don't think Chris said it's a long shot. I think it's too long of a shot because Mike Pence won't even be considered. There's nobody in the GOP who likes Mike Pence. You have to pick your VP based on, he has to give you something. In general, you want him to fill in a blank that you have, wherever you're weak. It's the same thing. It's just like Barack Obama picking Joe Biden. Barack Obama, he was a young, super, super young, super new black presidential candidate. He needed a white guy with foreign policy experience. Fill in those blanks. Trump is bombastic and out there and maybe a little too much for some people. He needed someone that appeared calm. That's why he brought in Pence. Pence or Christie, neither of them add anything to DeSantis, but Christie's out there like this.
I don't know exactly what they're going to find and what's going to come in any indictment that may come, but I will say this. The problem with all this is that it's self-inflicted. You know, in the end, I don't know that the government even knew that Joe Biden had those documents or not, but they did know Donald Trump did. And in fact, asked for them voluntarily for over a year and a quarter.
Right.
At least if you believe the accounts that you're reading right now, and I take them with a grain of salt. If, in fact, you're keeping those things knowingly, even after the government has asked.
Okay, so there's Chris Christie being a piece of crap and running cover for the DOJ. But again, you see where it's going already. Set that aside. He's going to focus his barrels on Trump. And then that brings us to Mike Pence.
Would you consider pardoning any of them?
You know, on the day of January 6th, I issued a tweet demanding that people leave the Capitol and end the violence. And I said that those that failed to do that should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And I continue to believe that today. We cannot ever allow what happened on January 6th to happen again in the heart of our democracy. And I'll stand by the...
We don't have a democracy, Mike. And obviously I don't support storming a Capitol building. But why do so many low-T GOPers in this country, so many of them, and don't think this is just Mike Pence, by the way. This is most of our GOP representation in the Senate and the House. In fact, it's half the GOP pundits out there on the right. They talk about January 6th as if it's some horrific event that has never happened before, and it's the most awful, violent thing in history. Okay, yeah, it was ugly. A riot that got out of control. No question about it. That's an average Saturday for the street communists in this country. Antifa, Black Lives Matter. Before that, it was Occupy Wall Street. We can go clear back to the Vietnam era, the 60s. That's an afternoon for these people. That's an afternoon for these people. And yet, once again, the low-T GOP accepts the communist premise that this is somehow the darkest day in American history. What? The only people dying out there were Ashley Babbitt getting shot in the face by that piece of trash who never got prosecuted. Those are the only people dying out there. So anyway, I got sidetracked. I didn't mean to get sidetracked. Pence and Christie getting in the race don't mean anything as far as them winning. They have no chance. Neither of them do. It does create an interesting dynamic now, though, that there are two anti-Trump hatchet men in the race. And that will be interesting to see how that shakes out. It's definitely going to change some things. It's going to change some things, if for no other reason than it's going to occupy some of Trump's headspace. And, you know, as we mentioned before, whether you're a Trump lover or hater, I've always described Trump as this. Trump is a junkyard dog. Trump bites everyone, absolutely everyone. Now, when you have a junkyard dog and the junkyard dog bites the mailman, you hate his guts, but he's going to bite the mailman. If the mailman comes around, he's going to bite him because that's what a junkyard dog does. And when he does that, you're mad and you're like, he bites everyone. Why can't you control yourself? You stupid junkyard dog. I freaking hate you. You suck. And then the second some robber breaks in to do a home invasion to murder your family and the junkyard dog rips his throat out, you run out there and you say, good boy, that's a good junkyard dog. You are the best. I love it how you just bite everybody. The bad part of that will be Trump should ignore a dork like Christie. Trump should ignore Pence because they're also Rands. They don't matter to Trump at all. He should focus all of his guns on DeSantis. That's the only guy who can beat him. I don't think he'll be able to do it. Every time Christie goes on TV or Pence goes on TV and they say one negative thing about Trump, remember what Trump does. Remember when Melania complained about this? Trump rage watches TV. He just sit and rage watch. So he's flipping through the channels and anybody comes on, he'll rage watch Fox News all day long. So he hates Fox News. He'll rage watch it. And the second someone comes on and says something, boom, Donald Trump's going to social media. This worthless piece of crap. He can't help himself. He shouldn't allow Chris freaking Christie or Mike Pence to occupy any of his headspace. All of his focus should be on either DeSantis or Biden, right? He shouldn't waste any time with the others, but he's not going to be able to make himself do that. It is what it is. Dear world famous author, I just purchased the Anti-Communist Manifesto at Barnes & Noble. The looks I got from the commie Starbucks baristas and the lady at the register were horrible. The lady at the register says in a snarky voice, "You probably going to want a bag for that." I thought to myself, "What WWJD, as in what would Jesse do?" I clapped back, "Why would I want a cover for a masterpiece like this?" and walked out. Anyhow, I love the mention of the wildebeests on The View. Oh, I forgot I said something like that in there. Love it so far. This is not the first one of these emails we've gotten about some less than hospitable responses from the cashiers when you're purchasing these things. Just remember, be a happy warrior out there. You can snark back, of course. Don't let that communist get the last word in, but do it with a smile on your face because they're the ones who are angry and miserable. Oh, I can't believe we're selling that book here. Oh, somebody bought that book here. I just want to hurt kids. That's what that liberal white woman behind the counter is thinking. All right, talk about Soros and Bud Light real quick. And a couple more emails, and I'm going to get to some calls. 877-377-4373. But I want to get to what you call on first. Because I know you're not calling on a landline. At least I don't think you are. I don't have one anymore. There's too many telemarketers. We all just have cell phones. All of us do. And you pay your cell phone how? How often? You pay your cell phone every single month, don't you? Of course you do. Automatically. Do you send a monthly payment to communists to dump on you? If you're paying Verizon every month, you do. If you're paying AT&T every month, you do. If you're paying T-Mobile every month, you do. If you're paying Pure Talk every month, not only are you paying a whole lot less, you're actually getting a company that loves you and shares your values and promotes your values. You know Pure Talk's working on veteran suicide? That's where your money goes with Pure Talk. Did you know that? Switch to Pure Talk, man. It takes 10 minutes on the phone. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk today.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Majorly excited for this Thursday. And a couple quick updates here. We've got a mini disaster going on in the building. There's a horrible storm outside. I don't think that has anything to do with it, but they told us the water is shut off in the building and we're not allowed to use the bathroom. But I really had to use the bathroom right before we came back on the air. And the thing is here, this is actually a good political talk. This is, you want to know how you look when you say to people, "Well, I know we should be able to protest in D.C. because I've got the Constitution." Do you want to know how you look? Do you want to know what they did to make sure you couldn't use the bathroom in the building? They put a sign on the door that said the restrooms are closed on the building. I walked right through the unlocked door and used the bathroom. This is exactly how you look when you say to me things like, "I've got the First Amendment." No, you don't anymore. No, you don't. They have chosen to ignore the First Amendment the way I ignored the sign on the door a couple minutes ago. And I'll get to the calls in just a little bit. 877-377-4373. I'm on a little family group chat and getting some more amazing numbers in from the book. It got this really, I haven't heard from him all week. I got this really nice text from my old man, right just a couple minutes ago. It said, and I quote, this is me reading it verbatim, "I can't believe that after taking Algebra 1 three times at community college, that he wrote a book." So there you go. I'm happy, you're happy, and Dad is very clearly happy as well. All right, let's get to some bad stuff before we get to your fun calls and everything else. 877-377-4373. George Soros' son posts a photo of meeting with Dome that wasn't on her public schedule. Remember this. We hear a lot about George Soros because guys like Glenn Beck and others have been shining a light on George Soros and his connection with Democrat politics for a very long time and how nefarious his character is and the Open Society Foundation. Whenever you hear about the Open Society Foundation, just know that that's the George Soros crowd. They take their billions and they collect billions from others and then they redistribute their billions out to so many different people. I couldn't even go through all the list of the George Soros DAs, various other communist street groups. This money flows everywhere. They fund so much of what we see. And so us on the right, we will rant and rave over and over again about George Soros this and George Soros that. And I'm just as guilty. I've ranted about George Soros a million times. So I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. But we have to understand the fight we're in, the fight against communism. It is a generational fight because these people pass their politics down to their children who pick up the mantle. And oftentimes they're smarter and more vicious than their parents even were. Which brings me to Alexander Soros. George Soros, yes, he's an evil piece of trash. And I'll stop right there because I don't want to say anything that's not Christian. Sorry, Lord. I had bad thoughts there. Anyway, George Soros is a weapons-grade piece of trash. I hate his guts. But George Soros, have you seen a picture of George Soros lately? The bags underneath his eyes are bouncing off his knees. That George Soros is one good fart away from having a heart attack and dying. But his son, Alexander, is rumored to be, I've never met him, smarter, more ruthless, and he's 38 years old. So unless he's planning on getting a new COVID booster every year, he's not going to die anytime soon, which means he's going to be around for a very, very, very long time. I didn't say that to dishearten you. I said that so we can all once again get some perspective on this and that and this race and that race. Like I see, I guess the Trump and DeSantis camps are throwing poop at each other again all day long. And that's going to happen. And remember, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. Go have a good fight. All of you have a good fight. Just get it out. But remember, the problems we face, anti-communism, it's generational. By the time everybody listening to the sound of my voice, from the kids to the old people, by the time you're dead and gone, there will still be a million battles to fight and win before we ever see final victory. So don't focus on every one race. It's just it's the midterms. And if we don't win this, it's all over. If Trump doesn't get it, we're finished. If DeSantis doesn't win, America's over. We have a million problems that are bigger than any one race, any one candidate. And long after I'm dead and gone and dust in the ground, these fights, these battles will continue on because the enemy, the demons, the anti-humans, they're never going to stop. They're never going to slow down. They're going to keep going, and they're going to keep either reproducing or stealing your kids. Just remember, generational fight. The Soros family, George is almost gone. Alexander's going to step right in. All right, let's get to some emails, maybe some calls. 877-377-4373. Maybe that's why you should get your male vitality stack and start making more babies. Maybe the greatest anti-communism thing you can do. Start a family. Dimes, find yourself a man. Men, find yourself a dime. Start making babies. The strong family unit with values, that is our way forward. That is the long game. That's real W's, not this race or that race or this candidate or that candidate. Chalk, they'll get you there. Male vitality stack from Chalk, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Female vitality stack for the ladies, but let's set the stacks aside. Endless natural herbal supplements. You have things you want to improve? Go to Chalk.com and see what they have. You'll be blown away. Drop the big pharma. Natural herbal supplements. Chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Get a subscription so you don't pay full price like a chump. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and if I sound just a little extra fired up, we got a little bit of news there during the old break. So you remember, I just want to rehash something here. Do you remember? I just want you to know what you've done. You remember when I said on Tuesday when the book came out that the goal, they really want you to crack the top 100 in the first day or so of all the bestsellers. Now, you're going up against fiction books and kids' novels, so it's a political book. It's clearly never going to be way up there, right? 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 Yeah, it went right past 100. I remember when it was in the 70s. I remember when it was in the 50s, the 40s. It was at 32 when I woke up this morning. Then it made the 20s, and we were talking as a team. We were pretty sure that's where it's going to top out. You want to know what you've done? The book is currently, this is just on Amazon, by the way. The book is currently the 7th best-selling book in the United States of America. That's fiction books, kids' books, the newest, John Grisham, I don't even know if he's still writing. The 7th best-selling book in the United States of America is the Anti-Communist Manifesto. You guys, man, I can't count how many times I have, I try not to do it very much, but I've asked to give to a cause of some kind. Either it's a candidate or, you know, there'll be a charity or something. Some cause will, something will come up and we'll try to crowdfund something for somebody or try to group up and do something for somebody. Like, remember when we ran that commie out of the 4th of July parade? That was hilarious. But every single time I've ever asked, you just blown me away. And to watch something like that happen again in real time is, man, you blow me away, man. Anyway, thank you. I don't know that I've ever been lost for words. I'm a little bit lost for words right now. So thank you. 877-377-4373. I need someone else to talk for a minute here. Tony in Tampa, go.
Let me say this, Jesse. The only way you're going to shut down these communist scum to let them know that if they keep on doing what they're doing, we're going to reopen Alcatraz and we're going to stuff you in. We're going to shoehorn you in there. So if you have any brains, keep your mouth shut. Keep it to yourself. Don't do to our children what you've been doing, or else you're going to pay the price. The price is going to be heavy, and we're not screwing around. And by the way, Barack Obama, you shoot your mouth off, man.
I just decided to make sure I was, Tony, I want you to know that that wasn't a bad call. I'm just kind of protecting you from you. I didn't like where that one was going. Chris, did I make the right call there? I thought maybe we were heading into dangerous territory there. Ben in Florida, go.
Jesse, I wanted to remind you that yesterday was the 79th anniversary of D-Day, the invasion of Normandy.
That was Tuesday. Actually, to be more specific, Monday... I guess it doesn't count as the D-Day invasion, but remember this, the airborne units in D-Day, you see, let's just do this briefly. We'll get to some cool news about Bud Light and some emails and stuff like that in a minute. 877-377-4373. Remember, on D-Day, okay, so you have the German units that are dug in there. These were not the units that were dug in at Normandy. Now, I'm not dismissing it. They were not the top tier German units, because Hitler wouldn't waste his top tier German units on the defense of the shore, especially the portion of the shore that he didn't think people were coming for. He wouldn't have wasted it there, but he did have some really, really supreme units behind the defensive line. And this is something, let me pause on this for a moment. You know what? We're going to do a little history here. I don't care. It's my show. I'm in a mood. I've got this great book news. My head's swimming. I'm in a daggone mood. So, you know, the Greek phalanx, right? What is a phalanx? That's all step up. In the Greek times, that era, and this is not unique to the Greeks. Let me clarify. The battle formation, the standard battle formation was something called a phalanx, where you would have a Greek soldier, he would have armor on of some kind, depending on his wealth level, And then he would have, let me pause on that. Remember, depending on his wealth level, for most of human history, for much of human history, I should say, the battle gear you wore, the armor, the weapons, it's what you could afford. It's why the wealthier people were more likely to be in the cavalry, because you could afford a horse, so you were, you see what I mean? Anyway, whatever armor level you could afford, whatever shield you could afford, and a spear. And you would stand side by side. Everyone's seen the movie 300. That's what I'm talking about. And you would essentially lock shields, form a shield wall. You'd put all the men in that phalanx. You'd form a shield wall. And then you would clash with the other side. There are definite drawbacks to it. It's very vulnerable in hilly terrain when you can't keep the shields even and you can't move in uniform. It's vulnerable to attacks from the sides, because it's not very flexible, but from the front, it's just death. It's a wall of shields, and then you have to get through this line of spears before you get there. That's the phalanx. The Romans, part of the reason the Romans were just so, they're such amazing people in so many ways. But one of the things the Romans did was they upgraded the phalanx. Now, they upgraded it in several different ways that I won't go into here. I'm actually reading a fascinating book on the details of it. But one of the ways they upgraded the phalanx was it would be more flexible. If they had to turn, or part of it had to turn, they could turn. If they had to form not a shield wall, but a shield roof to keep incoming arrows out, boom, they could form, just on orders, they could do different things with it. But the Romans also, and there were others who have done this in the past, but the Romans really, really, really mastered this. The Romans figured something out. Other nations had not really done a lot of before. The Romans figured out, we don't want all of our troops up on the line. Why? Because eventually there's going to be a part of the line, and you don't know what part that's going to be. There's going to be a part of the line that falters and fails for whatever reason. You need to have a group of good troops back behind, kind of in the center, in reserve. You need to have reserves. This is what they mean when they say reserves. You need to have reserves behind. The reserves are there to fill in any gaps that are needed for parts of any line that are crumbling. Now, fast forward to D-Day. We had the line, the German line. They're dug in on the hills. And they weren't the crack troops. It's not like they were garbage, but they definitely were not Hitler's crack troops. But behind the line, miles behind the line, Hitler did have crack troops stationed there. He had them miles behind because he needed the flexibility, because he didn't know where the Allies exactly were going to attack on the beaches of Europe. So he had them way behind the line. So whenever someone would attack, he could deploy his units that were sitting behind to go up and reinforce that part. Chris said, why and let him get a, yeah, that's why. Chris said, why let him get a foothold on the beach? If you're Hitler, the Germans, remember, Hitler was an idiot, but he had very capable generals from World War I. You understand that eventually, if they throw enough waves at you, they're going to get a foothold on the beach. You understand that. You just want to make it so costly that it's something you don't want to do. So he had these units way behind the line. Before D-Day, June 5th, we dropped the airborne guys in. If you've seen the HBO series Band of Brothers, that's the beginning of it, is a lot of this. We flew airborne guys over the beaches of Normandy before D-Day, and we dropped them behind the German front line, the German line on the beach, in between the beach and the German reinforcements. And their job was to take out the roads and bridges that would help them reinforce it. Right? That makes sense? All right. There. I'm glad I got to do that. That felt good. 877-377-4373. I'll get back to these in just a second. I'll get back to the calls in a second. But first, you want to shoot like one of those airborne guys? Want to shoot like a Marine? Green Beret? Then you got to train like a Marine or a Green Beret. And thankfully, that does not mean getting screamed at and doing a bunch of push-ups and throwing on a ruck and going for a run. You can practice with your weapon actually without sweating and get really, really good. Did you know that the pros will tell you 90% of your practice with your weapon should be dry fire practice? Mantis X allows you to dry fire practice inside the comfort of your home. Not only practice, it's not target practice. You get feedback. They'll put you through drills. They're keeping your score. You'll track your improvement. We're talking family fun as you get fast and deadly with your weapon while you don't leave the air conditioning. Mantis X is the ultimate Father's Day gift, may I point out. You stressing about what to get Dad? Yeah, hand Dad a Mantis X and watch him freaking geek out. MantisX.com. MantisX.com. Go now.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'll take the calls in a second. I'm sorry to say, though, I do have some news, and it is actually not good.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
ABC, this is from ABC News. Former President Trump has been indicted for the second time, this on federal charges in relation to his handling of classified information while out of office. Sources familiar confirmed to ABC News. So this is obviously nothing new. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. It is what it is. None of this is surprising to you. It's the beginning of a very, very, very ugly time in our country. Certainly nothing we want to celebrate. Unjust, horrible, ridiculous. Anything you can say applies. None of it's surprising. We're not going to dwell on it. It's what we knew was coming. Let's get to these. Damien, Colorado, go, boss.
Great freaking job on your book, man.
Oh man, thanks, brother. I can't believe people like it. It's not that I think it sucks. I thought it was great, but I wrote it. Right? And you like it. If you write something, of course you think it's great. It makes sense to you. And people are finishing it in a day and handing it to friends. It's crazy to me. Nuts to me. Jonathan, Tennessee, go.
Can you talk a little bit about the rise and fall of communism in Romania and the dictator Nicolae Ceausescu?
Yes, actually, it's so funny you should bring that up, Jonathan. It's so fun. No, Chris, he's not a plant. I didn't set him up unless you did. No, actually, he couldn't be a plant because no one knows. Okay, he wants me to talk about the rise and probably fall of communism in Romania. I actually am in the middle of doing a little prep work. And my book tour next week, I'm going to have time at night. I've already begun the process of digging in and taking notes about that exact thing. And that exact thing is, it's going to be a history episode, or at least the first hour or so of a show, maybe second hour of a show, probably the week after I get back from the book tour. So next week is the book tour. Yes, you are going to get your Romania talk. You're just not going to get it quite yet because I'm not, like, I could do one right now, but there's one, there's other news I need to talk about. And two, if you wait a week, I can do it better. I'd rather do it right than do it fast. You know what I mean? Forever, Bud Light has been the top selling beer brand in the United States of America. Forever. That's just universal. It's one of those things that's known. Bud Light is always number one. Bud Light's number one. Yeah, not anymore. For the first time in I don't know how many years, Bud Light is gone. And I know you corporations out there, you Anheuser-Busch's and all the rest of you, I understand the ESG cartel of BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard, the finance giants who try to force you to make these decisions, who try to tell you you have to put that evil communist on your staff, on the board to ruin your company. I just want everyone to know, if Bud Light could go back in time and they could choose to appease BlackRock or choose to appease Middle America, if they could do it all over again, they would choose Middle America every day of the week and twice on Sunday. This is why anti-communism is important. This is why all the things conservatives used to shun, like boycotts, this is why those are the most effective things. We are in a game. We don't like to talk in terms like this, but it is true. We are in a game of power. This is about power. We are in a power struggle. The people who ultimately achieve power, they will be the people who determine what your culture looks like, what your country looks like. I saw a video right before I started the show. Rockefeller Center usually has all these flags around it. Normally they're American flags. Rockefeller Center, you can go look at it right now. I'm sure it's a picture of it online if you want. They're all pride flags. How did that happen? How did we get to a place? Well, they understood that we were in a power competition, and they won it. We are in a power competition. We love to say lofty things like freedom and Constitution and John Locke and Jefferson, and all those things are important and great, and I'm not dismissing those things. But you're not going to live and let live your way into victory in a power competition. You're not going to. We must win over these people. And there's no soft way to win over these people. We have to win. We have to use whatever power we have wherever we have it. And we, you and I, we don't have a ton of political power. I'm not a senator or a president or something like that. You're not. I'm not. But we have our money. We have our money, and every single day we go out and we make buying decisions. Every day we make voting decisions on what we want our culture to look like, where we put our money and where we don't put our money. And I'm proud of all of us. I'm proud of all of us. Yeah, it's one little win and we got a million to go. But dang, man, that's a good win. And little wins like that, that's how you put the rest of corporate America on notice. Hey, big boy, you want to put that tranny on your stuff? Remember what happened to Bud Light? Remember what happened to Bud? You want to be the next Bud Light? You don't want to be the next Bud Light, do you? That's important. Making an example of somebody is important. Freaking fantastic. Proud of all of us. Gosh, I'm fired up. 877-377-4373. We can talk about whatever you want tonight. I'm in the best freaking mood. 877-377-4373. Don't forget, you can email and need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now. They're for tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Yeah. Put your money where your morals are. That's why we talk about MyPillow all the time. All the time. You know what Mike Lindell and MyPillow do? You know what I appreciate so much? They don't even sit it out. They don't even play neutral when it comes to the culture war in this country. They wade into the fight. Mike Lindell, you look around and there's Mike Lindell. He's knee deep in every single fight. You want to fight about election integrity? Mike Lindell's going to be there. That's freaking awesome, man. I love it. Yeah, and I love their products. They're incredible. Six-piece towel sets on clearance right now. They're normally $99.98. Right now, they're $25. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. That's over 70% in savings. MyPillow.com, radio listener special, promo code Jesse, or call them. 800-845-0544. That's putting your money where your morals are. It ain't even about the towels. It's about supporting the people who fight for us. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. We got another hour. Let's rock.
This is an iHeart podcast.